Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find resources and training that you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
Who still hates the intro because he's tired of it. I'm going to say that until someone sends it in, but good.
Are you nibbling on some cookies while we're recording?
I may or may not have had a cookie while we're recording.
What's your go-to cookie flavor?
This is actually a Tim Tam. So a Tim Tam is from Australia.
Yeah, Aussies. And,
So
you do the Tim Tam Slam?
Tim Tam Slam? What's a Tim Tam Slam? I'm Googling this now. What is that?
Wait, when you were in Australia, they didn't teach you about the Tim Tam Slam?
I don't know anything about the Tim Tam Slam, no.
Huh? Dude, well, the problem is you don't drink coffee, so.
Ah. Oh, I see it now. Hot tea? Tim Tam Slam. Yep, I see it. It looks pretty good, but no, I did not do the Tim Tam Slam. That's fascinating. I see that I go to WikiHow and it tells me how to do the Tim Tam. We put that in the show notes so people know. I love the Q&A though. One of the questions is, couldn't this be a choking hazard? You know, everything in Australia, for those of our Australian listeners, they know this to be true. Everything in Australia is trying to kill you. I mean, everything. And so every commercial like in Australia that the government runs seems to be, don't go outside in the sun. You'll get skin cancer. These spiders will eat you. Watch out for, you know, whatever. And it's the most cautious, be careful, like advertising I've ever seen in the world. So, but I do like that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sure all our Aussie listeners enjoyed that, but let's get into our question for today.
Yes.
It's from a church planter in Minnesota.
Hey guys, Eric Lindeen here. Church planter in Maple Grove, Minnesota. Thanks for all your work on the great podcast. My question for you is, we are about 3.5 years old, but this fall we are moving from an elementary school gymnasium into a high school auditorium and making some staffing changes. We feel like it's time for a reboot, a restart, a relaunch, something where it feels like a fresh new chapter for our church when we are about 4 years old. Just wondering what advice you have for how to market that, how to brand that, how to vision cast for a new location, some new staffing, just to get people pumped up about the next stages. So yeah, I'd love to hear any advice you have about a church a couple years old looking to have a fresh start, kind of a 2.0, and what you think about that. Thanks so much. Bye.
So Ed, what the immediate thing that popped into my mind when I heard this question is what Ray Ortland does at Emmanuel. So I didn't realize this here in Nashville, but I've been connecting. I'm friends with TJ Timms, who is taking over for Ray. The succession should happen. I mean, by the time of this recording, it's going to happen in a couple months. But one thing that Ray Ortland does is about every year, they actually replant the church. So they ask people to re-sign up for membership and they recast the vision of the church and talk about the changes. But he just kind of has this on an annual rhythm of just starting again. So it'd be interesting to dig a little bit deeper into how they do that. But it was a way for them for Ray to keep things fresh.
You mean Ray Ortland, the Wheaton College graduate? Is that the Ray Ortland that you refer to? Yes, it is.
I didn't know he graduated from Wheaton, but nice plug there.
I can be the sponsor of this episode. Wheaton College is the sponsor of this episode.
Well, come on, man. I mean, it's Matt Chandler, Christine Kane. Who else is doing a program with you?
Yeah, Ann Voss Camp. We got a few people taking classes here at Wheaton College. So this is, you know what we should do? We should do right now. Yeah. I will give, if you are a church planner and you want to come to a master's with us in missional church movements with a focus on church planning, you should email us and at bgc@wheaton.edu and I'll give you a discount on your tuition. How about that? Not bad, huh? Okay, good. Done. So we can study here. Anyway, I am the sponsor of this episode. I didn't even know that. All right.
So it's all good.
So it's kind of an interesting thing. There is a sense that annual covenant renewal is a good thing. You know, it's a We even see it in the Bible. We see the covenant renewal ceremony at Shechem. I mean, we see this in the Old Testament. I would say that it's a little different story because, you know, I mean, their church is not, you know, ceasing to exist and restarting. It's not a, you know, it's so I think the covenant renewing is good. What I would say in regard to his question is, okay, so how do you do this? Okay, well, first of all, the challenge is that you want the energy of a grand opening, but you don't actually want the grand opening because you can't grand, you're not shutting down. So can you get that? Well, no, you can't get the energy of a grand opening. You can get the energy of a rebranding. You can get the energy of a new opportunity. So what I would say is I would ask the question, how can I communicate under new management? You know, that's what kind of restaurants do when the old restaurant was kind of old and tired. Okay. They do under new management. So, you know, you can communicate. You got a new location. If you want to change the name, you could do that. But you could say, we're a new location with some new leaders. We're excited about the future. In a sense, you're communicating under new management here. And I would say you could do a grand opening of your new location and say, you know, join with hundreds of your neighbors who maybe will be checking out this new location. So you're trying to get the energy of a grand opening and tie it into a opening at a new location. So because people do want to experience something new. I mean, I don't mean that in some sort of theological way. But I mean, if it's the first time and there's going to be other people there, it's a first time. That's a good thing to people. You know what I mean? It's like they'll go check that out because there's going to be other new people there. So emphasize there are going to be other new people there and you're going to be starting afresh and anew.
That's a great way to think about it under new management. I like the idea of going for the grand opening, the new vibe, because it's so funny when you go to the grocery store and you're like, I need to buy laundry detergent. How is Tide new again?
Yeah.
I mean, or Colgate Crest. They always have new, this, new and improved. New that, and it's just,
and you can't say new and improved because it's like, well, the gospel, you know, the
So what I'd recommend is as you get closer to the launch, really prepare your church for it and really prepare, cultivate a culture of invitation, preach toward that end as well. And I would say do invest the money to do a mailing postcard blitz into the new neighborhood, hit all the houses. But here's the thing. Don't just do that and be one and done. But in addition to the mailing blitz, also give those same cards. So print a ton more and give those same cards that were mailed out to everyone in your congregation. Give them each three or four, put them on all the seats and say, hey guys, guess what? We have mailed all of this out this next week and we want to give you yours personally, because what easier of an opportunity it is to talk to your neighbor and say, hey, did you get one of these in the mail? Right. And it's not even like a, hey, come with me, or it's such an easy way to break the ice and just be like, hey, did you get one of these in the mail? Hey, this is my church. I would love to go. Like, would you come with me? Let's go together. I mean, this is, and then it would just be a really easy way to talk about the church and create some energy around that. I'd also say try to hit up public spaces around the school and just try to do as much as you can to create energy and excitement. Even for me, I mean, we recently sold our house and we did the open house and you're like, oh, you know, do open houses even work? And that's the question I asked my realtor. My realtor was like, well, you know, whether it works or not is still up for grabs. But what it allows me to do as the realtor is get the news out about the house. So he would post it on the different community sites in the neighborhoods. He, you know, put up open house signs all across the neighborhood. So it was a way for him just to draw attention. So what are ways for you to do that too?
Yeah. So any way you can reintroduce yourself, and that's what you're doing, you're reintroducing yourself, is a good thing. Now, again, you've said, we heard he said some staff. So we don't really know what that means. If that means pastor, maybe he's the pastor. He didn't say that. Do you know if he's the pastor or not?
Yeah, he said he's the church planner there.
He's the church planner. Okay, so it's not him then. So, I mean, because you could say, you know, meet our new pastor or something like that. But, you know, even to the point you could say, you know, our new facility, come meet our new staff as we're, you know, as our grand opening at our new location. So new facility, new staff, new location, and, you know, and come be a part of this new community as you can be kind of on the ground floor or something like that. So I think just emphasizing the opportunity for newness and connecting with relationships that are not there, I think ultimately is a win.
That's good. Well, let's hear a quick word from our sponsor for today, and we will get back with a few more ideas. What guides your core beliefs? Are they founded upon solid truth, or are they based on others' opinions or your own emotions? What you believe about your purpose and value affects almost every area of your life. and this is the premise of the new film Overcomer in theaters August 23rd. It's the latest from the Kendrick brothers, makers of Courageous, War Room, and others. This movie has inspired the creation of several resources. For small groups, there's the Overcomer Bible Study. For individuals, there's a book called Defined, and both are based upon powerful insights from the Book of Ephesians. You can learn more about all the resources at lifeway.com/overcomer. Okay, another thing, I mean, changing the name of your church 4 years in, unless you're completely tanking, I would not recommend that, but you could refresh your logo, right? So you could have it where it is similar, but maybe doing a little, like, for example, did you notice IHOP has that new logo? They changed it a couple years ago.
IHOP, International of Burgers, which by the way, the only people happy in the whole world were the IHOP people in Kansas City, the International House of Prayer, because they were so excited that now they got to be IHOP, not IHOB.
Well, yeah, I mean, that was just a parody when they did that. But, you know, the design of the logo.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, because the interesting thing is, until they showed the new design, like the design of the new IHOP logo, which is a smiley face, the old one, when you look at it, it actually looks like a frown.
Yeah, it does. Turn that frown upside down.
Yeah.
Make you smile.
So that's even a way for you to get the word out and be like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, that does look new. And then there's some visual representation. So you could even do a ton of new signs. Ed, I don't know what you think about this, but I heard one church planter, every week they would have their signs taken down. Right. So because the city didn't want the signs up and, you know, they'd be putting signs everywhere. So what they basically did was, and I think this came up in one of the interviews that we had done, they basically ended up printing really cheap signs and sticking them up everywhere in the neighborhood, knowing that they were all going to be taken down because they weren't going to be fined for it.
That's so funny. All right. Well, that's one way to do it. I don't know that's the way I'd do it, but that's one way to do it.
Yeah. Probably not on a weekly basis, but if you're, you know, for that opening weekend, I mean, I would just try to print and put up as many signs as you can.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. What about a big helicopter Easter egg drop? But rather than on Easter egg,
I want the helicopter just to take me places, but Easter egg drops, I don't know. Hey, you know what? If it's an opportunity to share Christ, I tend to be more inclined to say yes. But again, how much can you do the grand opening? It's at the end of the day, you can do an Easter egg drop because it's an Easter egg hunt. But at the end of the day, how much can you pretend that you didn't exist the week before this? So there is a limit, and you're getting close to the limit when you start saying, hey, we weren't here before, wink, wink, nod, nod. So do the best you can and the most you can.
No, that's a good word. That's a good word. How would you, if you were to do a 2 to 4 week sermon series in the previous location before they were going to be going to the new one, what would you talk about?
You know, I think what I would try to do is to help people to see this as a new opportunity as well, for them to see that this is our way to reach out. And I would really encourage people very strongly to say, hey, see this as a new opportunity, invite your friends. I mean, because you're not just trying to engage people who want a new place to visit. You're trying to engage your church as a new opportunity for mission. So doing both of those things at the same time is a little tricky, like, but it's really essential.
I like that. That's a good word. Well, thanks again for listening in to the New Church's Q&A podcast. If you haven't yet checked out J.D. Greer's new book, Above All, The Gospel is the Source of the Church's Renewal, be sure to do that because it's a great message to the church today, and especially in light of everything that's going on. So just look up his new book, Above All, The Gospel is the Source of the Church's Renewal, and we'll catch you next time.